أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله من الآن إلى لقاء يوم رحمة الله. أما بعد، فقال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن الكريم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Dear brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. The topic which I'm going to talk about in this program is about the role of joking in social communication. In another word, today I would like to explain the role of being happy in the social communication. The question which arises here is this, that what is the role of joking in being happy in the social communication? If I want to answer this question, it is better to talk about three parts in three things. The first part of my discussion will be about the importance of the joking in being happy in Islam. It means that what does Islam say about being happy and about a person who jokes with the others. The second thing which I would like to mention here is this, that what is the rules in the limitation of joking with the others? Is there any limitations for joking with the others or not? There is not any limitation for joking. Whatever we want and wherever we want, we can joke with the others and there is no limitations. And we will talk about this matter. And the last thing which I would like to mention here is this, that what is the examples from the joking in the history of the Prophet, peace be upon him? In another word, I will talk about this matter, that either there was any joking in the life of the Prophet, peace be upon him. Does he joke with the others or not? I will explain these three matters for you, brothers and sisters. The first topic in the first matter that I will discuss about that is the importance of joking. In Islam, you know that Islam allowed a person to be happy, because we know it that happiness and sadness, these two are in the human being. In another word, naturally or by nature, human beings are created in a way that they are happy for some times, while for sometimes they are unhappy and they are sad. So it is in their nature, and we cannot reject it because it is a natural thing in human being. But if I want to say and to look in this matter according to the Islamic saying, let me tell you a hadith, a narration from the Imam Sadiq salawatullah wa salamu alayhi. Here is a short story which says that there was a person by the name of Yunus Shaybani. He came from another city to visit the Prophet, peace be upon him. When he came and saw and visited the Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wa salam, they discussed about many things, and Imam Sadiq salawatullah wa salamu alayhi asked from Yunus Shaybani about his cities, the news which were there, in the people, in the believers, how are their life. These were the questions that Imam Sadiq asked from Yunus Shaybani. But among the questions that Imam Sadiq asked from Yunus Shaybani was this: O Yunus Shaybani, how is the people and the believers in your city, and how are their communication, and how are their telling jokes with each others, and how are their happiness among the believers? Tell me and give me some informations. Then Yunus Shaybani, he said that I answered the Imam Sadiq's question, and I told him, O Imam Sadiq, the happiness in telling the jokes among the believers in our city was very least, and they rarely joke with each other, and they rarely make each other happy. Then Imam Sadiq said to Yunus Shaybani, O Yunus Shaybani, it is not forbidden in Islam. When you return in your city, tell my salam to the believers, and tell them from my side that they should be happy in their life, and they should tell jokes among each other, and they should make each other happy. It is not forbidden. So why they are not joking, and why they are not make each other to be happy? From this hadith and from these narrations, we can understand that Islam does not forbid to be happy a person, or to say some things as a joke and to make the others happy. It is one thing, and there is another thing which is another hadith in narrations from Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, our first Imam, who says that let me tell you some signs of the believers. Who is the believer and who is the mu'min? Imam Ali says, Al-mu'minu bishruhu fi wajhihi wa huznuhu fi qalbihi. Mu'min, who is mu'min? Who is the real believer? Mu'min is a person that his happiness is on his face, and you can see him. Whenever you face to a real believer, you see that the happiness appears on his face, and he is smiling, and he is happy in his life. But of course, everyone has difficulties, everyone has problems, and everyone has sadness and sorrows. But a mu'min, a real mu'min, a real believer, all his sorrows and all his sadness are hide on his heart. وَحُزْنُهُ فِي قَلْبِهِ. His sadness will be in his heart, and he will not appear his sadness. He will appear only his happiness. There is another hadith from Imam Sadiq salawatullah wa salamu alayhi, who says, let me tell you about the sign of and the symbol of a mu'min, a real behavior. Who is? Imam Sadiq says, Ma min mu'minin illa wa fihi da'aba. You cannot find any believers, you cannot find any mu'min, but his habit is this, that he is happy. In his life, you can see da'aba. A person who heard this word, he did not understand what does da'aba mean. Then he asked from the Imam Sadiq, what does da'aba mean? Imam Sadiq said that da'aba means that a person is happy and he makes the others to be happy. That means da'aba. And he tells joke and he makes the others to be happy. So it is the sign of a mu'min. It is one of the characteristics of a real Muslim, a real behavior. The last thing which I would like to mention here is this. There is a hadith from our Prophet, peace be upon him. He says, let me tell you some characteristics from a real mu'min. Who is mu'min? Al-mu'minu da'ibun la'ib. Do you know how is the behavior of mu'min? How is the treatment of the mu'min? How is the communication of the mu'min? Al-mu'minu da'ibun la'ib. Mu'min is happy. Mu'min likes to make the other happy. It is one of the signs of the mu'min. And opposite to the mu'min, there is munafiq. And how is munafiq? وَالْمُنَافِقُ قَطِبٌ غَضِبٌ. Munafiq, he is always angry. He is unhappy. And it is the sign of a munafiq, and a hypocrite. Why should we not become a real mu'min? And why should we not be happy and not make the others to be happy? Because it is the sign of a mu'min that he is always happy. Now, as we understood the importance of the happiness, and also we understood the happiness in Islam, so let's talk about the limitation of the happiness. Here, I would like to give you a short introduction. Dear brothers and sisters, please listen to this matter carefully, that we have two kinds of happiness. One kind of the happiness is halal, and it is permitted in Islam. Our Prophet allowed this kind of happiness because it is halal in Islam. In Muslim, in mu'min, the real behavior should be happy and should have such kind of happiness. I mean, happiness which is halal. But there is another kind of happiness that is haram and forbidden in Islam, like dancing, like you say clipping, like singing. These are not allowed in Islam. So we should keep us away from these kind of happiness, because as it is said in Persian, they are behuda, or it means that they are useless. It does not have any use. They are full of sins. And if you commit these things, then Almighty Allah will punish us in the hereafter, because they were forbidden from Almighty Allah. And they were unallowed for us. Almighty Allah said that they are sinful. So why should we do that? But there are another kind of happiness which is allowed in Islam, which is permitted in Islam, and we should have that. But for this matter, we should understand and we should think it carefully, that the joking and being happy, it has some rules. There are some limitations that we should not go away from these limitations. And we should keep us with these limitations, and according to these rules and according to these limitations, we should make the others happy, and we should be happy, and we should joke, and we should tell jokes with the others, till the others also should be happy and become happy. So here I would like to mention some of these limitations and some of these rules which are said in Islam and which are said in the saying of the Prophet, peace be upon him. One of the things is this, that we should make the others happy, and we are allowed to tell joke, but we should not say some things against the truth. We should tell the truth. Even when we are joking, we should tell the truth, as it is the saying in the teaching of our Prophet, peace be upon him, who says, "Inni amzahu wa la aqulu illa haqqa." O people, O believers, listen to me. That the Prophet says, "I am your Prophet, and surely I make joke." And sometimes I tell jokes that the others also should be happy. But I never say without truth. When I joke, I say the truth. That is my habit. إِنِّي أَمْزَحُ وَلَا أَقُولُ إِلَّا حَقَّ. Always I say the haq, even when I joke with the others. The second thing, which is also very important, that we should keep it in our mind, that is that whenever we joke, we should be careful that we should not forget Almighty Allah. And the joking should not keep us away from reminding of the Allah. As there is a verse of the Holy Quran, Almighty Allah says in Holy Quran, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. Those who talk some things, useless things, and they become away from the reminding of the Allah, then of course they will have a misery life, and they will not have a good life. Their life will not be full of joys, because they are far away from Almighty Allah. And then Almighty Allah will appear them in the hereafter as blind. وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. Because he committed in this world sins, and he did not see the reality, and he did not see the useful things, and only he committed the forbidden things. That's why Almighty Allah will appear him in the hereafter as a blind man and woman. So the second thing which is important, we are allowed to tell the joke, but we should not go away from reminding of the Almighty Allah. The third thing which is important is this, that we should not torture the others. We can joke, but we are not allowed to torture the others and to bother the others, because it is forbidden. As it is, it came in the hadith from our Prophet, peace be upon him, who says, "Man aza mu'minan faqad adhani." Whoever tortures any believers, it means that he is torturing me. And also Imam Ali said, Al-Muslimu man salim al-Muslimuna min yadihi wa lisani. Let me give you the signs of a real Muslim. Who is a real Muslim? Muslim is a person that the other people are not tortured from his tongue and from his hand. And they are calm and sound. And Muslim does not harm the others by his tongue or by his hand. It is the characteristic of the Muslim. And the fourth thing which is important again is this, that we are allowed to tell the jokes, but we should keep the moderations. It means that we should not joke a lot. As it is a good saying from our Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, our first Imam, who says, كثرة المزاح تذهب البهاء وتوجب الشحناء. Do you know what is the harm of telling jokes a lot? If a person jokes a lot from morning till night, he is busy with telling the jokes. These things keep away his personality. I mean, it harms his personalities, and also it makes the others to become his enemy. And it is not good that we joke a lot. And the fifth thing which is important here is that we are allowed to joke, but our joking should not cause insulting the others. We are not allowed to insult the others. Insulting the others, it is forbidden in Islam. And we should think about the personality of the others. That personality is very important, and we are not allowed to disrespect the others. So it is forbidden. And the last one, and the last rule is this, that whenever we joke to the others, so we should not use the bad words. I mean that we should use good words, and we are not allowed to accuse the others, to abuse the others, as it comes in a hadith from our Prophet, peace be upon him, who says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ يُحِبُّ الْمُدَاعِبَ فِي الْجَمَاعَةِ بِلَا رَفَسٍ. Almighty Allah likes the joking and being happy in a society, in an assembly, in a party, but without any telling the mis words, without any telling the useless words, without any joking with bad words, and we are not allowed to use the bad words as we are joking and making the others to laugh, and it is forbidden. If we can obey these rules, then we are allowed to joke with the others and to make the others to become happy. Now, let me give you some examples from the life of the Prophet, peace be upon him, that how was his joking. There are many stories that one day our Prophet, peace be upon him, he sit in the tablecloth with the Imam Ali, peace be upon him. These two were eating the dates, a kind of fruit. Prophet, peace be upon him, whenever he was eating the fruit in the kernel of that, he was putting before Imam Ali the thing which is in the core of the fruit. So when eating finished, then our Prophet, peace be upon him, addressed Ali and said to him, "You are very hungry. You have eaten a lot." Then Imam Ali addressed the Prophet, peace be upon him, "O Prophet, you are more hungry than me. How? Because you have eaten the fruit with its core and kernel." So it is a kind of joking, while it is truth, and a very good joking. And also there says that one day an old woman came to the Prophet, peace be upon him, and said that, "O Prophet, you should ask from Almighty Allah to bestow on me His mercy." Then Prophet said this and addressed that woman, that in the hereafter, there in the heaven, no one of the old women will enter in the heaven. Then she cried a lot and wept. Then the Prophet said, "No, and according to the verse of the Holy Quran, Almighty Allah says, Inna ansha'nahunna insha'a faja'alnahunna abkara. In the hereafter, all the old women, they will become young enough." So it was also a kind of joking. And the history of the Prophet and the stories which Prophet says, there are a lot of stories which there are a kind of fun, a kind of laughing, and a kind of telling the jokes. Like another woman came and the Prophet and said, "Oh Prophet, I want a camel to go somewhere and I have a journey." Then the Prophet said, "I have a baby of camel." Then that woman said, "That baby of camel cannot carry me to my journey." Then Prophet addressed her and said that every camel is the baby of a camel, so you can take it. Another person came and said that she was also a woman and said that, "Oh Prophet, tonight My husband said that you should come in my house, so please come in our house. Prophet said, oh, who is your husband? Your husband is that one which has white spots on his eyes. Then she afraid and said, no, no, my husband is not like that. And his eyes are quite okay. Then Prophet said, every man and woman, they have a white spot on his eye. So it was also a kind of joking. And there are a lot of this kind of stories. And up to here, we understood that we are allowed to be happy and to make the others happy, but there are some rules. And the last thing which I would like to mention here is this, that what is the use of these telling the jokes? If we tell the jokes in a very moderate way, then of course we will be able to attract many friends and to find many friends. And also we will become very successful in our life because our body needs to be refreshed. And one of the things which we can refresh our body through halal things, that is to make ourselves happy and also to make the others to be happy. Inshallah, I hope that you brothers and sisters have a happy life. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you very much.